Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Never see myself, you know, not with those two guys. I understand this league changes and there's so many things that go into it and we're not gonna play forever, but you know, we've experienced so much together. And at the end of the day, like, again, I know they want to win, I know I want to win, and that's all I'm worried about.
Now back to the morning roast with Bonte Hill and Joe Shasky. Take it away, Bonte.
All right, Steph, tough night for Steph Curry. Tough stretch since the All-Star break. Last night, Stephen Curry, 6 turnovers. He was credited with 6 turnovers, 22 points, 4 rebounds, 2 assists. And the Kings did a great job of limiting his 3-point attempts. He only got 7 3-point attempts up. 7. He was 3-7. It is 16 overall. Kings did a great job. You got to tip your cap to Keon Ellis. Tip your cap to Keegan Murray. They did a hell of a job. Kings had multiple help defenders. And they said, anybody but Steph. Anybody but Steph. And the Warriors didn't have enough as the Kings starters outscored the Warriors starters 104-48. And just like that, the season abruptly ends. The Warriors don't make it past the 9-10 game. They would have had to win in Friday just to make the playoffs. We had our doubts about that. But boy, what a tough ending here. Klay Thompson, 31 minutes, 36 seconds, 0 for 10, 0 for 6 from 3, 0 points. Andrew Wiggins, 4 of 11, 12 points, 3 rebounds. The starters, the big boys, did not play well. GJD only played 10 minutes and 35 seconds. That's a resounding, tough pill to swallow. And so what do we do now as we enter, in a way, Shasky, a very refreshing situation here for me, where I thought, okay, let's get to the offseason. I've been waiting to get to the offseason, waiting to get to talk about what needs to happen or what could happen or what may happen. We're here now. The future is here now after watching that last night, and they just cannot. You know, I know there was talk about, hey, let's run it back. If Draymond Green doesn't get suspended for 17 games, maybe they're a 6 seed or a 5 seed. There's no chance in hell that Joe Lacob is running this back with the money he spent on this team. There will be changes, folks.
Well, and to get better, they have to figure out some of their salary cap stuff. I sent you the long article from Bobby Marks, and we'll get into it throughout the day or throughout the week or whatever. Like, there's a lot of financial dominoes that they have to accomplish to even make moves.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing I want to stop and pause on, this had zero to do, even though the last 3 or 4 years, I feel like that, just not you and me, but just fans, the media, both locally and nationally, just the young guys, the young guys, the young guys, the young guys are the reason this isn't better. The young guys, they miss here. The young guys. Dog, if the young guys didn't play last night, you got ran out of the gym in the first half. And I'm not saying that the young guys are sitting here ready to be the Oklahoma City Thunder. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that the appropriate thing to break down today is how the top dogs aren't good enough, or need to be reimagined, or they need to move some pieces around. Like, to me, the young guys are, we need to praise the young guys for getting them to the 10 spot.
Kuminga had a hell of a third year. Pajimski had a hell of a rookie year. And Trace Jackson Davis Moody? Popped. Moses Moody yesterday stayed ready. 16 points. His jolt in the second quarter got the Warriors back into the game. He scored like 7 straight, 8 straight. I mean, wow. Moses Moody. Maybe he should play a little bit more. And he was out of the rotation. But here's the reality of the situation. As well as the young guys played yesterday, they should be credited for having a solid season. It's not good enough. Why? Because the big dogs are now past their prime, and the youngsters have yet to hit their prime. You're in a weird situation here with both the youngsters and the veterans. The veterans are just a little too old. They're a little north of 30, and they're long. And just those little ticks off. Like, Steph Curry is not the same player, obviously, that he was 2 years ago, but just those little ticks off where you lose a little bit of speed, you lose a little bit of explosiveness. That matters in a game like last night, because as an older guy, you have to almost be perfect with all your movements, all your passes. And if you're not, these young guys are going to harp on it. And that's what they did yesterday. They feasted on whether you're a tick off or a tick late as an older player. Yeah. You don't have that same explosiveness. But when you get old, you get old. And now you got the young players who just haven't been there before. They don't have the experience, and they don't know yet how to really play the NBA game yet. They're still learning how to play it.
I hear you. Like, CP3 is very old. Curry right. is even old. And Clay that's and Draymond. But what's the excuse for Wiggins?
Wiggins, and I'm not trying to. Know,
it's
man.
Not all on Wiggins. Know. That's not what I'm saying.
I don't know.
But, what's his excuse?
There's no excuses. There's no excuses. Wiggins played better ball down the stretch, but it wasn't good enough. And when you give Andrew Wiggins the extension, $400 million, we all thought, boy, this is a bargain. You stole Andrew Wiggins for four years and $109 million. And I think what's baked in is that the fans, for the second year in a row, when he left for personal reasons, whether or not. It's not our business what happened with Andrew Wiggins, number one. It's not our business. He had to go away. His dad, what I hear, is very, very sick. His brother went away from Europe to go visit his dad. Some people handled it differently. Like, I'm not going to tell a player how to react to a family member being sick or whatnot. I don't know that relationship. I'm not going to get into that relationship. But the fact is, on the floor, it just wasn't good enough. It wasn't good enough.
But he's not the only one in his prime.
No, he's not the only.
GP2, not available enough. You swung a deal. Look, you swung
Wiggins, but is Wiggins past his prime? I don't know if he's in his prime yet, because you got to think he's been in this league since he was 18, 19 years old.
So you think
he's played a lot of basketball. A lot of basketball in his career. I don't know if he's past his prime, but is Wiggins' prime good enough to carry a team? It obviously wasn't good enough in Minnesota.
Not even carry a team. He had career lows across the board.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
So, like, forget carry the team. Just average your averages. And he couldn't do that. So, like, it's never one thing. There's a pie chart of culpability. But and it is funny to me. Like, we spent all this time, Wiseman, it doesn't line up. It doesn't line up. You missed on Wiseman. And you traded for GP2, and how'd that help you?
But that miss for Wiseman
was
a massive
miss. But you'd have been in the same exact spot with Wiseman.
Maybe.
Whether you made the deal or not.
I don't know. No.
And everybody wanted. I'm just saying, we blamed him. And I don't think that's fair.
No,
that's Jordan
not
Poole,
fair.
We blamed
but
him.
But that pick, and the Jordan Poole pick is massive. And it hurt you last night. It hurt you last
so
night.
So does paying a bunch of guys.
It does.
I agree. But so does paying a bunch of guys, you know, a top dollar, which doesn't afford you other options to be able to swing
a trade. But at the time you pay for Wiggins, it was all acceptable. The deal hasn't worked out. Right, if you had to go back in time, and when they signed Andrew Wiggins to that four-year, $109 million extension, how'd you feel?
Well, no, at that time, yeah, I thought it was a good deal. But Bonte, at the deadline, I knew, all right, get anything you can for this guy, because I want to open up a spot for Kuminga. That's the way I felt. And people could say, well, Joe, you'd have got pennies on the dollar. So be it.
Nobody was talking about trading Andrew Wiggins at the deadline. I didn't hear anybody talking about that.
Well, I wanted to.
And I didn't. You didn't say anything to me about it. This is the first time I heard about that.
I've been done with Wiggins for quite a while.
But Wiggins started playing well, and everybody accepted it. Everybody accepted it. For that deal. Everybody accepted that deal. I'm not here to defend Andrew Wiggins. Because Andrew Wiggins, when Clay was struggling, everybody pointed the finger at Clay. And I'm like, hey, guys, Andrew Wiggins is averaging 12.5 points a game. He's your lockdown defender, your two-way player who's supposed to take the next step. And it's not working out. And
both of those guys came up short, right?
So all these guys came
up short. But see, here's the thing with Clay. Clay, I get it. It's devastating injuries.
Well, now you get it.
Well, no. Getting it and then explaining that he's not the same player are two separate things.
I mean,
We put it similar to Brandon Belt being in the four hole. He was miscast as a cleanup hitter. Klay Thompson
was miscast as a number two option, and I admit that. That's been baked into it.
Yes.
That's people's fault for thinking that he could be a number two option. Clay in his head wanted to be a number two option again. But I knew once he came back, he was never going to be the number two option. He was not the number two option going into the playoffs when they won a championship game. He shouldn't have been the number two option last season. He shouldn't. But that's the way the roster was constructed. Let's take...
I think psyche played a big part of that, too, because clearly him and Steve Kerr had a lot of conversations just about his own mental state of mind, and I get that, but that's a reality of something they had to deal with.
888-957-9570. We got a lot of calls here. I want to get to the calls on the other side. We get to everybody here. Lines are packed right now as we talk about the Warriors season coming to an abrupt end. What do you do now? What do you do? What is the first move? There's a lot going on here with the Golden State Warriors. A lot of guys didn't play up to their standards. Just a tough, tough scene. And last night was a microcosm of what really was an up-and-down season for the Golden State Warriors. So what do they do now? What do they do? That's all coming up, brought to you by Fremont Bank. Full-service banking, no compromises.
I'm so upset! It's better over
here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.